Greetings and welcome to another edition of Soundography, the pre-show. This is the little bit of the show before the show. It still kind of makes it part of the show, but it's not the regular show that you're used to listening to. It's the show before the show. Which is the show. I'm Brian Ibbett.
And I am Hammond Chamberlain.
And today we're welcoming back a guest that we had on a couple seasons ago for Streetlight Manifesto, a band that both him and I were mostly unfamiliar with, but grew to really enjoy, especially after doing that episode. So we owe our guest both a debt of thanks and also an episode because they sponsored one here on Soundography. Please welcome to the show, Priscilla.
Hello.
Hi there. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Really excited, nervous.
Oh, please. Yeah. I know Hammond actually has that effect on a lot of people. They meet him and they just get really nervous talking to him because he's so intimidating. And
it's the goatee. I get it.
It's the goatee. Yeah, it is. Well, Priscilla, it's great to have you back. And you've chosen another band for us to cover on the show here. You want to tell us who you chose?
The Interrupters. Yeah. This is better. So they're post third wave ska punk band. They have a lot of two-tone, I guess, which is why I like them, the two-tone influence.
For sure. Yeah, so here's a little inside baseball. We're actually coming to you after we've recorded the episode, actually listened to them for the week. And on behalf of Hammond, I'm speaking for him because I know he's already said that he really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it too. This was a great choice.
Yeah, they're just, I'm a huge ska fan. I love ska music. And it's like they're revitalizing the whole genre. I know that's kind of a lot to say, but there's good ska bands coming up, but I just feel like they're so true to the roots and I love the two-tone influence. And I love, for me, I like music to be really tight sounding.
Yeah.
They're definitely it, and I don't know how much you know about the band. I really like them.
They're really good. Yeah. And you've hit the nail right on the head with the, talking about how they are just so true to the genre. I think with the, we noticed that there wasn't as many horns on this as there are on some of the other ska bands. Other than that, I mean, they are quintessential ska band, and even the stuff that they do bring in horns for, like the Tim Time Bomb stuff, really good stuff. Have you ever gotten to see them in concert?
I haven't. Just when they're in town, it's normally like midweek, and I have to pick and choose between concerts. So, yeah. It's not always something I can make it out for. But I've known about them for a couple of years, and I want to, but it never seems to sync up with me. Like a weekend or even midweek that I could get out.
Sure.
But I bet you they're going to have an album release party coming up next month if you plan for it.
That's right. It's got to be something.
Hey, there you go. That's definitely something. Yeah.
How did you discover them? How did you find out about them?
Well, so Tim Armstrong had a show on Sirius Radio where it was Tim Armstrong and Friends. Our Tim Time Bomb, I guess. And they were on there. They were featured on there and they played music on the station. So I heard it through that. And they're, Tim Armstrong is their manager or their producer. So, he was, of course, trying to show he had a huge hand in both albums and all three now. But he had a huge hand in it. And so he was just, promoting them through the station.
It's such a great pedigree, and he's probably a lot of the reason for some of the lineups, the touring lineups that they were part of, being on tour with Rancid and Less Than Jake and stuff like that. It's great, man, great having somebody like Tim helping them get an audience, because I'm glad to have been introduced to the band. Really, really, totally liking him. Do you have any favorites of their songs?
Yes, of course. Probably like top song, because there's only been the two albums so far. Mm-hmm. But I really like Family and Babylon. Those are like my top two songs. It's, top off each album. I like when they bring in a lot of the organ, which is featured on both songs. Yep. So, so those are definitely, I like the organ that they bring in. And actually, I don't know the the three, the, you know, there's a female front woman, and then the three other people in the band are all brothers. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I think, you know, what kind of a great opportunity to have a family, you know, song about family and just, you know, being there for each other.
It totally is. I didn't even make that connection. We were listening to them. The song Family is, you know, self-referential. It probably explains why their music is so tight. You know, they've been playing together for such a long time.
Yes, absolutely. So, and I think the guitarist, Kevin Bavona, he has, you know, he's done a lot in the music industry and with Tim Armstrong and other bands that are kind of affiliated. So, I really like them.
That's awesome. Is there anything that you want people to know going into this episode that you want them to kind of listen for? I mean, you mentioned kind of the fact that they, you know, they are quintessential ska, absolutely something for folks to listen for as they're listening to this episode. Is there anything else?
No, I mean, there's a lot of reoccurring themes, I guess. You know, I like a lot of the lyrics, the way the lyrics are written. Sometimes it's kind of hard to explain, but, you know, like in a rhyme scheme where it's, you know, the same word over and over. So like A-A-A and then it'd be a B, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that where they have the repetitive sound like over and over in a small verse. And I mean, the lyrics aren't, you know, super genius or anything, but I just feel like the way they're done and even the things they say, you know, a lot of the things are, you know, about positivity and, you know, corruption and, you know, family and just loyalty and that kind of thing. So a lot of the, you know, meanings, I guess, are, you know, a little bit more upbeat and, just positive, I guess.
It is. There is some clever writing and definitely some positivity. I mean, you're talking about a song like Jenny Drinks or She Got Arrested, dealing with some heavier content, but dealing with it in such a positive way or, you know, singing about it in such a positive way for sure.
That's a ska, right? They keep the saddest song ever and throw a ska beat behind it. And all of a sudden it's super peppy.
It's either ska. It's either ska or the Posies.
Yeah. right. Well, very good. Well, we're excited. This has been a treat for us. We've been loving hearing The Interrupters. Sad that there's only two albums, but I guess we got another one on the way next month, and so we're excited, looking forward to that. And but we've got you to thank for letting us know about these guys, so really appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, and they do a couple of covers, and she had the lead singer had solo work before, but there's been a couple of covers like floating around online. So they do a lot of really, you know, it's a lot of awesome two-tone ska influenced takes. For sure. On it. So I like it.
Yeah, definitely. And I love hearing a cover here and there, and even discovering the song that I didn't even realize was a cover, as people will hear in this episode. So very cool. Well, thanks again, Priscilla. It's been great having you supporting the show and making a recommendation. And we love hearing what you guys like, for sure.
Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Soundography, a crash course in music, one band at a time. My name is Brian Ibbett.
And I am Hammond Chamberlain.
And today we are going to, we're going to talk about a style of music that we just haven't talked about enough on Soundography. It's kind of funny because when this started coming up, or when this came up as a sponsored show, I thought, all right, cool. Oh, it's a nice short, you know, like a couple albums from this group. It'll be great. And then we started playing. I'm like, oh, all right, it's Scott. And I'm thinking, oh, are people going to get a little ticked off that we tend to spend a lot of time in Scott? We really don't. I mean, I think it just seems like we did because we had a big Scott episode this week.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, not this, with this season.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, also, no, we've covered a fair amount of Scott, whether we like to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Streetlight Manifesto, the whole Tokay.
Mm-hmm. The Boss Tones.
The Boss Tones, which I think are kind of heavier ska.
Oh, yeah. And then I think we got a ska-influenced band coming up in another sponsored show later this season.
I'm not going to complain. You know what? It's a style of music that I really dig. So I'm okay with visiting that every once in a while. You know, I am looking at things that we really don't have a lot of. We haven't done a lot of ska. It just seems like it because, again, we had a whole ska episode 4 episodes ago. So
yeah.
Whatever. I can live with that. And it's not going to be a surprise because people heard the intro where we talked to our sponsor of this episode, Priscilla, about the band. So let's just get to it. It is a band called The Interrupters, a ska punk band from L.A., formed back in 2011. The lineup is Amy Allen and three brothers, Kevin, Justin, and Jesse Bivona.
Okay, so back in the heady days of 2011, that wasn't that long ago.
No, really wasn't. Way back in 2011.
And I can say, too, and we've talked about this in the ska episode, is that they're one of the kind of the boxes that a lot of ska bands check are horns.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't use a lot of horns. They show up on occasion when they're doing work with other people. Like when there's one guy that shows up kind of consistently as a collaborator. Mm-hmm. And horns are on his stuff, but there's not a lot of horns in this.
Right, right. No, not a lot at all. As a matter of fact, once I saw your note in there, I started listening for it. And maybe in a couple of the songs from the newer album, you start picking up on it, but not a lot.
Yep.
Not a lot of horns,
mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. Amy had been a touring solo artist before meeting Kevin in 2011. They started writing songs, and shortly after that, the Interrupters were formed. And they toured early on with bands like Rancid and Left Alone.
And after listening to them, the Rancid tie is totally understandable and gettable.
It's recognizable.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. It's good stuff. You know, before we get to the albums, I'm going to say I really, really enjoyed this week. I guess, again, I said it in the intro, so I'm repeating myself, but you know, we don't record these things all at the same time, people. Come on, give us a break.
Anyway. Here's the nice thing about this album, too, is because as someone who'd never heard these guys before, and they only have mm-hmm. two albums out with a third album coming out soon, I feel mm-hmm. like I'm kind of getting on the bandwagon early enough that I could jump in and be a day and date buyer from now on, because I might be. I mean, they were really good.
You totally could, and you could even say to other people, "Oh, you don't know the Interrupters? Man, I knew them before they were popular."
That's right.
All right, let's talk about these guys. In 2013, they released Liberty and Family, two singles. The first one being Liberty, and then shortly after that, a single called Family. The Family featured Tim Armstrong from Tim Time Bomb and the Friends.
Yeah, this is the guy. This is that collaborator that has a lot of that tends to bring horns with him when he comes to play.
Yeah, I totally. That is where I think I did hear the horns is when it was a song that featured Tim Time Bomb.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember. Is am I thinking of? I know I've heard Tim Time Bomb, but he's not. They're not the band that did Black Shoes, White Hat, Cadillac.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I should know.
Maybe you should. And I wish. I know I'm getting the lyrics wrong. Let's see, here we go. Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac. That's the song. And that song is by, oh, that's by Rancid. Oh, you're so leaving this in. You better leave this in. That's funny. Okay. Well, that's, there's the whole little full circle that I went with this band. But they remind me a lot of that. And again, if they toured with Rancid, there you go. In 2014, they released their self-titled debut album, debuted at number 95 on the iTunes US chart. The single Take Back the Power was used in ads for Shameless, Showtime series, the 2016 Home Run Derby, T-Mobile, and was also used in the movie Where Next to Invade. The album was released as a standard and a deluxe edition with extra tracks, and they toured with Less Than Jake, Real Big Fish, and The Boss Tones, among others.
I think that they have, okay, two things on this. One,
sure.
It's nice to see something else listed other than the Billboard charts. We've done this now for like 62 episodes, mm-hmm. and as much as I love talking Billboard charts, it's nice to have a new charting system that shows up.
It is, yes.
And then my other point is they got in really big with some big heavy hitters on the ska scene. Some stalwarts.
When you release your debut album and you're touring with Less Than Jake and Real Big Fish and the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, you've got something on somebody. You've got some dirt.
Yeah.
You're blackmailing him.
So, I mean, they obviously either had the right folks pushing them around, or they happen to know people, or they just got, they're just good and got tied in with it. I don't know. It's crazy how they just jumped right on to tours that are very much, how do I phrase that? They got onto tours that really kind of outplayed their status and their place as it was.
Well, but it also introduced them probably to a great audience that kept following them. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you go and you discover one of these artists by going to a concert for a band you like. And then you keep, you know, then you follow the opening act too. The next year they released Babylon as a 7-inch single.
They really liked their 7-inch singles. Liberty and Family both were 7-inch singles. And then the Babylon was a 7-inch as well.
Yeah, and I don't know if I've ever bought, I mean, those aren't the 45s, right?
I don't think so. I mean,
the 45 RPM?
I don't know if they're 7-inches or not. I haven't held a 45 in...
Maybe us old people are confusing 7-inch singles with... I don't think we are. I think a 7-inch single is slightly different.
Yeah, I think it might be.
I'm taking a look here.
Remember those little 3-inch CDs?
Oh, God, I hated those. Yeah, I mean, okay, so 7-inch singles are 45s.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess it's just... we're old and we don't call them 7-inch singles anymore. We call them, or we don't, we still call them 45s.
Cause it's revolution speed, not diameter.
That's right. All right. 2016.
For a short episode. I'm going to have a ton of editing.
You are. I'm sorry.
No, it's me too. I mean, I'm coughing all over the place.
So the next year they released Say It Out Loud, which peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Heat Seekers chart. It peaked at number 25, or made it to 25, on the Billboard Indie chart, 38 on Billboard Rock Albums, 22 on Billboard's Vinyl chart, and debuted at 56 on the U.S. iTunes album chart. Boy, for someone who is extolling the praises of the iTunes album chart over Billboard, you sure wedged a lot of Billboard into those notes.
Well, I did it for two reasons. One, to set myself up for that. But also, I did it so that I could show how quickly they went from 95 on iTunes to a far more noticeable spot on charts and lots of charts with just a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going to see, I mean, I think we'll start seeing iTunes more and more, obviously. Mm-hmm. Just to take some time to kind of establish yourself as a
credible chart.
As a credible resource for that, yeah. Right? And with streaming becoming the way people are getting music right now, Billboard might be antiquated mm-hmm. by their tracking measures. It'll be interesting to see.
I think Amazon will also, their ranking systems will start playing bigger too. In what people, in yes. how people gauge success.
I think so. And I think there's going to be probably a Spotify thing. I know you don't buy music on Spotify, but streaming charts, you know, you already hear kind of new indie artists talking about, bragging about how many streams they've got for their songs. So I think we're going to see that too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The Say It Out Loud was released both as a domestic version and as a Japanese release with extra tracks. And they've got a brand new album coming out. It's called Fight the Good Fight. It was announced to be released on June 29th of this year. So in a little bit over a month, I guess around a month from the time you're hearing this. The single She's Kerosene has already been released.
And it's on fire.
It's hot, hot, hot. And the entire track listing has been released as well.
Yeah. I mean, and we've reached the end of their history.
There it is. I know it's not a huge biography, but it's a good one. And man, you know, again, I think the big takeaway from all this is how how quickly they were dropped into popularity with other bands like Boss Tones and Rancid and Real Big Fish and all that. So good on them.
Yeah, I don't think it will be much longer before they are. I think this third album is going to be very telling about what they end up doing and where they end up kind of in the list of ska luminaries.
Ska luminaries. Sorry, I just like to, you know, that's, I'd only do that with ska, but it's, but it really is what you do with ska albums is you pun the word ska into things like the Scavengers and the Scatolites and, you know.
I'm not sure if punning is the word you might want to use. You might want to use shoehorning.
Shoehorning?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoehorning. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a
it's not aggressive. It would be like if I was saying, wow, these guys went to these concerts and they got away ska-free. That would be a pun.
It's a little bit more...
And not a very good one either.
It's what ska musicians do with their titles and their naming conventions, a little more aggressive than punning.
Yeah. Anyway.
Foisting.
So, foisting, there we go, sure. So statistics and general notes usually are here, but are there any for such a new band?
Well, what I will say is they are very new. And from what we covered in the chartings, they've done very well getting started. They're touring with big bands. They're getting themselves out there quickly. And I think it's just a matter of time before their statistics start to pile up. And if we ever do a follow-up episode on people, they'd probably be the ones we follow up with and see where they're at and what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
This cool. This next album will define them more of as if they're flash in the pan or going to stick around.
Yeah, I think they're going to stick around. I really, really like what they do, and there's a uniqueness to them that I picked up on that I was able to recognize really quickly that I really, really like. So I'm looking forward to the new album. Well done, Priscilla. You've gotten me hooked on another band, probably both of us.
Yeah.
And on another band.
I really enjoyed the fact that there was a female lead singer that after a while I was just like, yeah, it's just a singer. It wasn't right. A female led ska band. It was just a really good ska band.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, let's say you see them in concert on tour with some band you know about and you were excited about and said, oh my God, this opening act is awesome. What song are you expecting to hear from the band?
So my only choice on this, based on what we learned for research, is Take Back the Power. It's certainly sure. And more most clearly their best known song.
What you gonna do when they show up in black suits on your street and our mid boots? Gonna say when they strip your rights away and the tax man makes you pay for every bit of sweat you've been today.
It does feel like it's the thing that music supervisors are using for commercials, for TV shows, things like that. Now I want to hear back because I'm a big fan of the show Shameless, and so I want to go back and listen and see if I can find where they used it.
Probably just cool. Ads, wasn't it? Was it just say ads for?
Oh, just ads for Shameless? I don't know. I could see them using it in the show Shameless. There's a big music soundtrack backing in scenes in Shameless.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially scenes where there isn't a lot of dialogue. You'll see someone running from their house to the police station or something, and you'll hear
rock in the background. Breaking the law.
Well, setlist.fm does have a listing for The Interrupters, and number one on the list, it's a tie between Family and Take Back the Power. So there you go. A Friend Like Me is third. Sound System, which is a cover of Operation Ivy. White Noise, this is the new sound. She Got Arrested, By My Side, and a tie for 10th with Haven't Seen the Last of Me and Easy on You.
Okay, cool.
And knowing what they've released actually on an album, I'm surprised to see other covers like Treat the Youths Right, Too Much Pressure by Selector, California Sun by Joe Jones, Crazy by Aerosmith.
That'd be funny. So, I'm sorry.
I want to see that. It was only done once in concert. That's like way at the bottom of the list, but but I would love to see that. But surprising that the cover that we know from their library did not make the concert list.
Yeah, and I totally had the coup on that one.
You did. You snagged it. That's all right. I'm not complaining. Before we talk about our playlist, we're going to talk more about covers. And instead of saying songs that they have covered, we're going to talk about songs that we'd like to hear them cover. And I'll go first. And so they're a ska band. They're frenetic. They're high speed, which is great. And so for their cover, I kind of wanted to pick something that would kind of stay with that. And this is a song I'm amazed that I don't have a ska cover already, but it's the Tiki 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 Room from the Enchanted Tiki Room at Disneyland. It feels like a song that obviously, you know, in its original form, it's got a very Polynesian island feel to it, of course, calypso style. But I think a ska band, and I think this ska band specifically, could absolutely nail it. I think it would be awesome to hear them do this cover.
It's weird that when I didn't think of this, and when you put it in the notes, I instantly had this tinge of jealousy because I didn't think of it, because this is perfect. And I don't even want to discuss mine. I'll just pigtail on yours.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't even know what made me think of it. It wasn't like I heard the song recently in my library. It wasn't, I don't know what it was. It was just, it was like, oh, I need something frenetic. And I guess when I think of fast songs, I don't know why that's a fast song I think of, but the lyrics go by fast and that's probably it. But yeah, I think it would be awesome. And with their, you know, all the different voices in the band, bring Tim in for this one as well. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great. Talk about yours. Yours is a good one too, man. Come on.
Okay. So
don't sell yourself short.
So based on the cover they did that I picked led me to think about this song. So when we get to that, it'll make more sense. But I picked Toy Soldier by Martika. And the reason being is because it's ripe to be ska-fied, especially with a female vocalist. And I think that just the way the chorus breaks out and the verses work, I think they could really do some cool things and make it a much slower, pensive ska song than a frenetic.
Mm-hmm. It would be cool because like what they did with, and well, I'm just going to say the Metro, what they did with the Metro was do something that was kind of not really slow, but had solid mid-tempo,
mm-hmm.
and electrify it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be a cool one to hear, just to hear what they do not doing that. I like that idea a lot. All right, let's get to our playlists. I'll go for, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Listening quietly.
Okay. Well, well, keep quiet. Cause I'm going to be talking for a while here. We're going to talk about our playlist right now. And, let's see here. The first one in my playlist, I did shy away cause you did plant your flag early. Not that I had a problem finding other songs. I found a lot of stuff that I really liked. First one I picked is Judge Not from their self-titled album.
Make sure your hands are clean. Judge not before you judge yourself. Judge not if you're not ready for judgment.
We talked about Selector a minute ago and the fact that they do Selector covers. Judge Not feels like old specials and Toots and Maytals, Selector, real positive stuff that those bands would do. And I really, really like that. Even maybe a little General Public in there. But it's, you know, it's people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones kind of message that it's sending, which I really, really like. The second one is Treat the Youth Right.
Instead of putting up a fight, treat the youth right, or you'll be playing with dynamite.
You know, it goes along really well. It was the hook in the chorus that really pulled me back in, or that made me take notice and add this to my list. Again, it's a really positive message, and it's bouncy and jaunty. And it wasn't until just now that I realized that Treat the Youth Right is a Jimmy Cliff cover. because we talked about that in the set list. So, ha, Hammond, I got a cover in here. I wedged a cover in there.
Foisted a cover in.
I foisted a cover in. That's hilarious because I didn't realize when I was listening to it that it was a Jimmy Cliff cover. And the bummer is that I just did a Jimmy Cliff cover story on Coverville a few weeks back. This would have been great for it, right? This would have been awesome to include in there.
Can you do addendums?
No, I do later shows, but I don't do addendums. That's silly. The next one is a song called Jenny Drinks. This one first appeared on the Babylon single, but they included it on Say It Out Loud. It's a really funny song on the surface. And then you listen to the lyrics a couple times, and it's a little bit sad. Because Jenny drinks everything, apparently. Jenny has a little bit of a problem, and Jenny probably should seek some help. But it's just really, you wonder what the story is behind this song. Like, if there's a real Jenny that that these guys know, and they decide to write a song about her.
Maybe. I would
proceeds from the single will go to help Jenny in rehab.
Yeah, exactly. Pay for a trip to Crossroads.
Right. Next one is By My Side from Say It Out Loud. After dark, to the cops came spotlighting. And yeah, we ran, we're just kids back then. And we're still singing. Felt to me like a Clash song, just made for the Clash, talking about how, you know, we're all gonna die, and I hope when I die you're by my side. Again, it's a somber message, somberish message, delivered in a very positive style, and I feel like that's a hallmark of ska music that we didn't talk about, or I don't remember us talking about in that ska episode, but it totally is. And then lastly, She Got Arrested, also from Say It Out Loud. Listen, people, when you've got two albums to work with, you're going to hear a lot of songs from the same album. He drove a truck in town on business. She fell in love, or so she thought. Cause She Got Arrested from Say It Out Loud. And all I wrote in my notes was, yeah, this might be what happens after Jenny drinks. Although the protagonist in this song is a little more violent than I think Jenny. I think Jenny drinks herself into a stupor, whereas the main character in She Got Arrested is a little bit more violent, a little bit angrier.
Yeah, she's got a chip on her shoulder.
A little bit, yes. So how about you, Hammond? What did you pick for your five songs?
All right, so we've already kind of spilled the beans on this one. I picked The Metro, which is a cover of the Berlin song.
That's right,
yes. And I, as soon as I realized this was a cover that they did, I got super excited and put it in the notes, and then I felt bad and then put a note in there saying, if you really want the cover, I'll find something else. And Brian was nice and let me keep the cover.
Listen, just because I have a show called Coverville doesn't mean I have the right to every cover song ever. So you heard this, you liked it, you put in the notes, and I think that's totally fine.
It really does change the mood of the original, but yeah. I like what it does to the mood.
Yeah, Terry Nunn didn't seem as angry in the Berlin song, a little bit more heartbroken in the original Berlin song. These guys, the main character does feel a lot angrier, mm-hmm. About the breakup and what happened when they were reunited.
Yeah.
Man, good stuff.
All right, and then my second one is The Phantom City, and it's from Out Loud.
Police tape out, there's a roadblock. Detective holds the sidewalk chalk. He said, no media here, put your camera down. Cause the sun turned up, no weapons found. The suspect, he was just a child. They stayed out late and he got profiled. Now this town.
And I really like this one. They added horns to it. Tim Time Bomb was a collaborator on this one as well. He was featured. And I think I liked it because of the way they used the horns to set it apart from the rest of most of the other songs on that album.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great song.
It is. Yeah. And I like hearing Tim Time Bomb's vocals, breaking things up in there.
Mm-hmm. I picked She's Kerosene because from the new album, and I really enjoyed this one. It makes me super excited for the new album. I just realized I misspelled harmonies as hominies.
Hominy, you know, hominy.
I enjoyed it, and I'm super excited about the next album because of this single. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do, and I'm really interested to hear what they do coming up.
Yeah, me too.
The next one is This Is the New Sound, which I really hoped was going to be a Beastie's cover, or Beastie Boys covers, but it wasn't.
The youth is waking up, I don't fit in. With just society, the rules they make for you, they don't apply to me. I want to sing, you want to censor me. But it makes me act defensively. So listen up, listen up. You want perfection. We just want to give music a new direction. This is the new sound.
This is
the new sound.
This is so, so very ska. I really, really enjoyed the breakdown on this one because it's a typical ska breakdown where you go into the reggae breakdown. But it was well placed, well timed. It was a good length where you didn't get tired of it. It was great. And I really, really enjoyed This Is the New Sound.
Cool. Yeah.
Then my last one is Control, which is not a Janet Jackson cover.
I'm a puppet in your show. You're smart when you bring me down. I'm the reason you're talk of the town. A little do you know.
This sounded like something that Me First and the Gimme Gimmes would do if they released original songs.
I'm surprised they don't, right? I mean, you think that that they would break out from the cover every once in a while. I mean, I guess they've got their MXPX. They've got other bands that they're all part of. But but you're right. It does feel like a Me First song for sure.
Yeah, this really did. And I enjoyed it. I mean, I have to say, of two albums and a few singles, there wasn't anything that I'm like, oh man, this got to end soon. All of it was worth listening to, which even on the best bands sure. We've covered, we have those songs where like, oh, this cannot end soon enough. How long is this song? 3 minutes? Come on.
Right. No, their songs are nice, compact. You enjoy them and you're kind of left wanting more, which is, I think, what you want with good music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is like the anti-Reba.
The anti-Reba. The unreba. yeah totally. I did use the skip button a lot with Reba. I did not use it at all with the Interrupters.
Nope. And I usually listen to the albums as I'm doing the notes. Mm-hmm. And usually when I move from album to album, I'm kind of moving with the notes, and this time I'm like, no, I'm gonna sit and listen to the whole thing because, you know, this is good.
You're
and
enjoying
then,
it.
And yeah. Then I go back and listen to the whole thing. But, you know, as I'm doing the notes, I'm kind of keeping up in my head. So I get the mood as I'm doing the notes.
Right. No, I'm totally digging it. Very cool. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to the new album coming out next month. I'm excited that we're about to get some new Interrupters music.
So now I have to figure out, am I buying the Spock's Beard, the Ghost, or the Interrupters first?
It's hilarious that all three of them are coming out next month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that Papa Giorgio. No, what's his name? Papa.
Now he's Cardinal Copia.
Cardinal Copia. Papa Copia is what I was. Apparently, what I was trying to get to. Cardinal Copia.
Papa Copia's pizza place.
It's a fresh. Don't be scared by the delivery drivers with the with metal masks. Anyway. Yeah, no, it's I'm looking forward to that too. I'm probably gonna pick that one up. Look at this. Soundography is actually making me go out and buy albums, which is crazy. All right. Well, cool. Well, big thanks to our sponsor for this episode, Priscilla.
Yep.
For letting us know about these guys. And man, looking forward to more. Next week is an episode featuring the band Fish. No, the artist named Fish. Mm-hmm. See, that's what's confusing. It's a guy named Fish, and it's spelled Fish, F-I-S-H.
Yep. Yep.
Not P-S-I, not P-H-I-S-H.
Not Trey Anselmo's wandering
jam band.
Yeah.
Yes. No, you will find no jamming here.
this is he gets a start in Marillion, which is a classic prog band there's no other way to describe them. Sure. But then he breaks off on a solo career, and his solo career is actually really interesting. I can't help but draw some similarities between him and Phil Collins vocally. But
I noticed that immediately with the cover album for sure.
And so I'm really looking forward to us doing this because it's got at least one of my favorite albums of all time and a few album titles that rank up there for me.
Cool. Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it too. That is going to be next week. So keep your ears open for that. If you want to get in touch with us, email us soundographypodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @TheSoundography or just visit our website, soundography.com. There you're going to find all of our episodes, every single episode we've ever recorded. You're going to find them all right there. You can download them. You can stream them right from the site. You can do all those great things with them. And within the show notes of every episode, you'll find links to our playlists on Spotify. You'll find a link to Amazon to buy some of the music you heard. I don't know. I guess I'll link to Say It Out Loud.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
because I really like that album. Yeah. I pulled three songs from that one out of my five. You'll also find a link to our Patreon. If you want to throw us a buck or two every month, we'd love that. Or even more, if you really want to sponsor an episode, if you want to force us to listen to somebody as Priscilla did and look at the results, we've got a new band that we love. And because of that, we owe a debt of gratitude for the rest of our lives to Priscilla. If you want to have that kind of honor bestowed upon you and responsibility, if you want to take that kind of risk, be sure to sign up for our Patreon and donate.
But choose,
and of course,
I was going to say, but choose wisely, because if you pick something that we don't like, it ends up being a meme for the entire season, Reba McEntire.
Right. Not like Level 42. Leonard Cohen. Very good. All right. Well, and you can also leave us reviews, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you leave reviews, we'll find them. Just leave a where right there and let us know what you think of the show or email us, whatever, however you want to get in touch with us, please do. That is going to do it next week, Fish. And on behalf of Hammond Chamberlain, this is Brian Abbott saying we'll see you next time right here on Soundography.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.